Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, y'all. Yeah, turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out. Bad boy, baby. Let's work. Come on, let's work. Don't stop, let's rock, let's work. Make you feel good, too. Let's work. Don't stop, I see you, let's work. It's that dirty money. How fly is he? Your baby mama cry for me like Joe to see. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally cold. Little did he know how that diggin' did he flow. How that diggin' did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Yeah, I like this.
Come on. Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Nothing can save you.
It's that dirty money.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
9178893926. 9178893926. Your hip hop informer, that dude TM, coming to you live from Charleston. Actually, I'm in Huntington, West Virginia. Listen, I flew into Huntington, West Virginia this morning. It was the scariest damn flight ever. So if you're flying into Charleston, Charleston has to be one of the most dangerous airports flying into in the country. Why is that? If you know anything about West Virginia, it's all hills. Well, trying to land on the top of a hill, which is the airport, with fog that was so damn thick, you could cut it with a ratchet knife. That's how thick the fog was. Listen, we hovered in the air for 20 minutes. The pilot says we're going to make one attempt to land it. And after that one attempt, we're going to have to land somewhere else. Can you say OMG, right? Listen, we start to descend into one of the most dangerous airports in the country. And I'll be damned if he didn't land that plane on the first attempt. Good evening. It's the Social Lab. What's going on, everybody? Not my president today in America. Listen, I was leaving Atlanta this morning, and as I was leaving, people were gearing up for an impeachment rally. I said, impeachment rally? What do they know that I don't know? How are we going to do it? When are we going to do it? And I only found out that it was a play on words, the Peach State impeachment rally, President's Day. I said, get the hell out of here, you fools.
Had you hype for nothing.
Guess what? Not my President's Day. That is what folks are lobbying and protesting all over the country saying, not my President's Day. I was just watching CNN on my way in preparing for the show. And listen, Donald Trump has the world in mass hysteria. Why are the folks arguing over in the parliament over in the UK? They say that Donald Trump's going to come over and pimp out the Queen. They said they don't want that. Well, they called him a lot of different things. But they don't want that man being hosted by the Queen. You know what they kept – the quote that they kept using over there in London in their – in, like, what's deemed as their Senate or their Congress? They kept using that famous grab him by the pussy statement. They said – this is what one dignitary said to the entire floor. Why should we roll out the red carpet for a man who doesn't think anything's wrong with grabbing pussy? That's literally the conversation going on in governments across the country. Not my President's Day in America.
Okay.
This is where I've come really with this whole thing. It's frustrating every time I turn on the TV and hear him say something else. It doesn't matter what he says, because anything he says is going to frustrate you. But you know what where I am right now, and I don't know about the rest of you, but we want to hear from you tonight. I've said to myself, TM, just let it go. Let it go is nothing you can do. Let it go. As a matter of fact, I think in my heart of hearts, I'm rooting for the best, right? I'm rooting for the best because if he's not successful, we're not successful. But I just want him gone as soon as possible. He's embarrassing us in such a way to the rest of the world. He was described, I didn't even know what the word was that was used. I had to look it up, but I couldn't even spell it. So I couldn't look up it because I couldn't spell it. But the word was something like dumbass child. It was a word that referenced the president acting like a dumbass child. That's how it was. I put words in context, whether I can spell them or know what they mean. I put them in context. And they were saying, you dumbass man child. That's what they're saying about our president in the world, folks. What are you saying? What are you saying? We want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. It's 9:11, and we'll be out of here at 9:30. So you better hurry up. Is this your president?
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of Bruce Lee, abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? There's no one you can lose in your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleep talking. I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head.
Yep. Looking sexier than ever. Rihanna, that new Bates Motel. Not my president. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam C. Lo Bosty.
Yo, good morning in the evening time.
You celebrating President's Day? You celebrating President's Day?
Hell no. I don't like none of them. President Obama and Abe Lincoln. Those are my presidents.
Crazy.
I don't care if Abe did do it by accident.
From the south side of the ATL, give it up, hot chocolate.
Yo, yo, and I was definitely down with you for the impeachment. Like, I was just hoping that somehow I missed the memo and I needed
to. Yeah, they got me too.
They would have got me too. They would have got me too, because I'd have been like, I'm at the front of that line. Let's go. What do I need to sign?
Damn Georgians.
What do I need to do?
Listen, I got excited hearing about impeach this morning. I was like, them damn Georgians talking about the Georgia peach. Get out of here.
Yeah, they played too much. They played too much. So, did you hear about the press conference where their president, because he definitely ain't my president, asked White House correspondent April Ryan.
April Ryan?
Asked,
oh, I saw it.
Yes.
Oh, I saw
she
it.
She asked.
Yeah.
She asked.
If, someone over there.
She asked if she was if he was going to include the Congressional Black Caucus in his conversation with. His urban agenda, inner city agenda. This fool said, am I going to include who? When she explained she was referring to the 45-member Congressional Association, their president asked if she could set up a meeting.
Yeah.
This fool's talking about, I tell you what. Yeah, do you want to set up a meeting? He said, are they friends of yours? Excuse me?
That's exactly what he said.
Like the kids these days say, skirt, skirt. You don't know who the Congressional Black Caucus is?
He had no
idea.
I need
you to get your life orange, man.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, that's why I had to do my Dear White People moment the other night. Because it's like, just because somebody's black and they mention somebody's black, that don't mean that they know them. Not all black people know, not one black person know every black person in the world.
To me, that was a dig at every African American person of descent in the United States.
Yes.
In the fact that he does not respect what we have to say as the 45-member black caucus. That's my take on it. Like, we don't even matter.
We never did.
it's not just a black thing that doesn't matter.
But you're right.
I mean,
you're right.
We've come to realize, right, that this is who we have leading us. And I mean, you know, and just let me step back a few. I know it's all, you know, it's comical to a certain degree. Let me speak for myself. It has become comical for me to a certain degree. I find myself busting out laughing like when it's dead silence around me and people have no idea what I'm laughing at. And I'm really laughing at some of the sound bites or the commentary coming out of the White House. Because it's beyond baffling at this time. If the previous administration, if the previous president attempted to speak to America the way this man is speaking to America, they would have found a crime to charge him with.
Right. Right.
Somewhere.
They would have found a crime to charge him with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
And so this is what we have to understand, people. They're just in – so who's ever had a bad boss before? Who's ever had the boss from hell?
Yes. I have. You remember Jackie?
I've never really had a bad boss, but I have had bosses that I didn't like. And Donald Trump reminds me of either the bad boss or the boss that you don't like. All of us have had one. Guess what? We had to deal with them through a season. We're in that season as a country.
That's going to last for 4 years.
Right. That's crazy.
If we're lucky, it's going to last 4 years.
Right.
Because I'll tell you something. The way that he was able to go down to Florida and rally that base down in Florida, I'm not quite sure, just like we didn't think he would be able to take the election, I'm not quite sure, I'm not convinced it's just going to be 4 years. So what we have to do is we have to get out and mobilize and stop talking about it and be about it and get out in the midterms and get out in the primaries to make sure we put people in place who represent us and our voice. Because no one is big enough and bad enough to really stand up against King Kong in D.C. That's what this is looking like to me.
Really? And listen to him say that the White House is running like a well-oiled machine. It's running so smoothly. Really?
People jumping ship
every day.
Yes. I mean, you know, he has people resigning, people not wanting to take certain seats.
You can't keep cabinet positions full to save your life. What are you talking about?
Right. And the fact that, I mean, okay, just like the incident with Sweden, he made up some kind of conflict they were having, and they even had to say, well, no, there's nothing going on here. And he's like, oh, I was talking about...
The Prime Minister asked what Donald Trump was smoking. I thoroughly enjoyed that comment.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he tried to say, I was talking about something that was on TV, that they talked about immigration in Sweden. No, you didn't. You were wrong.
But guess what though? I mean, let's put it in perspective. Not justifying anything.
He's a liar.
We know that presidents get information from other people, right? So typically, a credible source.
Alternative facts.
I wonder where are the credible sources in this administration? Because the press secretary lies. The old Barbie, she lied.
Okay, Conway.
She lies a lot. She lies all day long. Kellyanne Conway.
He set her up for failure every time. Oh, yeah.
She's aged so badly in the last 30 days.
She ain't made it a year yet. Now she was. Yes, okay. I don't know how old she was, but... I know how old she looked.
Right.
Hey, it's 9:22, everybody. It's President's Day in America. But we're saying, not my president, not today. And we're going to pause for the call. Come right back. It's 9:21. And we got like 8 minutes left in the show. It's the Social Lab. GM Hama Radio.
Now, that's crazy. Now, that's hard, Mike. That's hard. So I ain't see it like that. You hard, bro. That's why we've been friends for so long, bro. That's why I used to sneak you in the club, bro. That for that reason, right though, bro.
Alright,
bro. Let me just freestyle smoke this. I'm smoking the LED. And goddamn, I got a little drink downstairs. I don't need it though. Let's go. Let me just with this shit. Told her you motherfucking right. Mike told me this gonna be your favorite song. Ooh, where that red one? That my favorite thong. Put them on. I said, baby, put them on. I said, what you gonna do when you go home? Kiss your man after you start on my woo. She called my phone, I told her I was at the stoop. Last name changed, first name too. Pull up on me, shawty, you know what to do. Told her, you motherfucking right. 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 I bought some gold chains with my drug money. Then wore it on the stage just to stunt on them. That's how we do it on the south side. Swipe by AK using all fives. Pittsburgh zone 6 zone track. Zone 1 do this shit like air deck. Old neck, I be roll, count the roll. 24's got the rape pigeon toe. Told her, you motherfucking right. 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 Gas station, re-up on the petrol. Hit the trap and re-up on the petrol. Shit, by the time you get it, it's a retro. Shit, used to have a job outside of Citgo. Shit, by the time you get it, I'll be pew, nigga. Yeah, I've been a player since the womb, nigga. OG Kush is my perfume, nigga. Ice on my wrist, I got my mind right. Riding down the street with the Klondikes. Two black holes, white one in the middle. I'm getting to the S with two lines in the middle. Got a bank roll that'll make a whip. Told the motherfucking right. Told the motherfucking right.
MFY, I wish I could say it without getting a fine. TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston on the wheels, and the General. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. You want to make a comment, 917-889-3927. On this is not, I repeat, this is not my President's Day. It's not, and I mean it. From the bottom of my heart, it's not. Impeach him. Impeach him, Georgia. It don't just make it because we're the Peach State. Get that impeachment going. Like, who we got to talk to get that moving?
Okay. They already got a petition.
Something that I heard. You were talking about, somebody mentioned the Congressional Black Caucus earlier. But yeah. I was watching something, a conversation between the new president, not the new, but the president of the National NAACP and a lawyer. Who was referencing that incident with April Ryan and the president. And the Caucasian who was interacting with the president of the NAACP actually said he thought that the Congressional Black Caucus was inappropriate and that there should be no caucus specific right. to any race. In America, that it is inappropriate. That it's inappropriate. This is what he said, and I call him out for being Caucasian, because this is where I think we're headed as it relates to dialogue in America, where we are just clearly clueless and insensitive and unapologetic to what has taken place. In America. And, right. and when you look at America at its core, we truly, truly, truly understand there's really nothing all that great about America.
Right.
When you look at injustices and when you look at slavery, when you look at sexism, I mean, what has been truly great about a country that stole the land from natives, right? If the Indians had put up a damn wall like Mr. President is trying to do, guess what? The Europeans would have never came in and stole the damn land.
In the first place. Right.
Christopher Columbus
just backtracking history for us, Americans. Just backtracking history. You know, I know, we know what you mean when you say let's make it great again. But not
of course.
Today.
All right.
Not today.
Right. Yeah.
Clearly you're outnumbered now. So.
Right. He's not going to last a year. Hopefully he don't last a full year. Like, he's being ridiculous. He's supposed to be even rolling out a new executive order, you know, dealing with immigration.
Possibly effective tonight. Not supposedly.
Oh, my God.
The executive order will be effective tonight or tomorrow.
Right.
This is my thing. This is spending way too much energy on something that is just really meaningless. Like, we have way bigger fish to fry as a nation than you are trying to.
You're absolutely right. But look, people, we'll be back on Wednesday night. And check us out, 917-889-3926. TMHymanRadio.com. Check us out. Check us out. Tell a friend.
Yes, right.
And,
back with you to
chop it up. That's right. Giuseppe
good night,
says
people.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, okay. Giuseppe.
TMHyman Live. 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 TM